Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk with our good friend Scott Bedgood, our expert on college football, about this weekend's game going right here in Dallas. And then we got some Forgiveness Friday at 8:40. You're going to want to be around for that. Some people have done some terrible stuff this week. But right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and Ferris wheel into some gridiron gravy.
It's my day off. Wee.
Was that first part Ferris Bueller?
Guys!
I have so many questions. I want to do a segment about that now.
Guys, let's talk about Gardner Minshew. Minshew mania.
Is this not worn off yet?
No.
God.
And if it did, get ready for it to be reignited. Also, get ready to understand how out of touch Adam Schefter is with the kids, because he had to put what these were as if people just didn't know. So the NFL, well, the Jaguars in particular, they ordered 35,000 mustaches to give out to fans this weekend. But then also,
because the dude has a mustache?
That's right.
All right.
But then also, 10 fans who cut their jeans off into shorts, or as Adam Schefter put it, as if he invented the phrase, quote unquote, jorts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude, I know what jorts are. He said 10 fans who cut their jeans into jorts will be randomly selected to receive Gardner Minshew jerseys as well. Corey, are you cutting your jeans into shorts or jorts to
You don't have
jersey.
An old pair of jeans, and you're just like, well, whatever.
No, well, I've got rid of most of those, my old pairs of jeans, because they didn't fit, thanks to soda.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You said most of those. I'm sure there's a pair or something hiding somewhere in the back part of your closet. You'd be like, yep, them's the jorts.
Because my closet is organized specifically by size. And so I would know exactly where they were.
The that being said,
what
I've never liked the cutoff jean short look ever, except for on some honeys, but not on a man. You don't do that. And so no, I'm not doing that. And also, I'm against Minshew mania. I'm against it 100%.
Why?
Whoa, it's not running wild on you?
But there was I expected it to last very short period of time. And it's lasted longer than I thought it would.
Well, because he's not just out there dinking and dunking. He's throwing bombs.
He does grip it and rip it. I'll tell you that. But, yeah, no, I'm just I'm not a fan of his at the moment.
Why? Because
Of the mustache?
A little too wild. A little too much, going on there. I need a quarterback that, you know, by the rules.
Hold on, are you a 1960s football watching fan?
Now, there's a guy you can, there with a haircut you can set your watch to.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly. I need a Johnny Unitas.
Wow. All right. Take that, Gardner Minshew. We go from there. Got a couple of injury updates for you. Alvin Kamara did not practice yet again today. He is questionable for Sunday. Then Tyreek Hill, also questionable, but even more so, he will be a game-time decision. And then we go to the Rams. Told you this was probably going to happen about 2 days ago. Todd Gurley, because of the hamstring problem, or the quad problem, excuse me, he is doubtful for this weekend, and the Rams have ruled out Aqib Talib. Now, let's get to the stories that I know you care about the most.
Halloween candy.
Ooh, I do care about that. XFL stories.
All right.
NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Owens has accepted the XFL's draft invite. He will be part of the draft pool.
Sweet.
Have you caught the fever of that?
Yes.
Pretty interesting. What I'm not going
to
lie.
He needs to play for this team, right?
Oh, of course he does.
He's not any good.
I saw him not be good at indoor football 7 years ago.
He's got nothing left.
Just because he wasn't good at that level 7 years ago, what makes you think he didn't get better when he got older?
Everything you just said.
Oh, gotcha.
And knowledge. I like his personality though. Like we interviewed him, and we didn't expect for him to just
put freaking Jason Garrett on blast. That was amazing.
We asked one simple question, and you could hear in a moment of honesty. There was almost a point where he went, "Do you really want me to? All right, here we go." And then he turned it on. I love the personality. I guess because he's never had any legal troubles, like real legal troubles. That's one of the reasons that they're reaching out, because he doesn't have any convictions or anything like that. Yep. So this is it's pretty interesting. I like it.
What if he starts just the all? Still could probably do a little bit on the football field. Ex-NFL players just parade through the XFL.
Oh, absolutely. Because he'd be a draw. Right. Why the hell not?
Is the Big Three successful right now?
Yes.
That's exactly the same model.
Now, what about the money that these players are going to make? And this is why I think they might have something. So, the base pay. Every 2 weeks, a player gets... So it's really weird. They don't get paid per week by the game like you would think.
Okay, right.
They get paid starting December 4th, going through May 31st, in two-week increments, just like at a regular job. So there's going to be 13 pay periods taking up half of the year. Base pay, every 2 weeks, you get $2,080. So don't worry, I've done the math. That's $27,000. Players get an additional $1,700 for every game they're active. All right, so go ahead and up that. So now you're talking about a starter or an active roster player making another $17,000. Players also get a win bonus of $2,222 for every game they win. So, if a player is active every week or a starter on a team that goes 500 over a 10-game season, they will earn approximately $55,000. And I know you're thinking, that's not enough.
Nope.
But then there is this word going around that the XFL, under its own discretion, and they'll probably start by awarding it to quarterbacks, but let's not pretend like this wouldn't start going to players like T.O. or whoever else they felt like, will earn more than the NFL rookie minimum. The NFL rookie minimum this year is $495,000. So, if you're a regular player, you make about $55,000. If you're one of these marquee players, you'll make at least $500,000.
So, this is going to attract everybody that's just sitting around going, man, I wish I still had money.
Yeah, wait, like T.O.
I've got a name.
T.O.'s a perfect example of that.
Here we go.
And there's a huge discrepancy, though.
It really is.
Like, that's just such a big number. Again, that's one of the reasons the talent pool will be low. But you're going to have some
what
names
involved.
What are
those other players going to do? Go work somewhere else for $55,000? I'm like, ugh, I hate this job.
Home Depot.
Maybe they like working at Home
Depot.
Maybe
they can be, maybe my computer career. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Starting was like $65,000 for me when I was 19.
Man, in that instance, Sean Sharif is definitely on the spectrum of the quarterback in that one.
Yeah, that is a hefty amount of money to be carrying around, and for 2 years you make $1 million. So that'd be it's nice. It's really nice. I'm very interested to see who else leaps at this opportunity now.
All right, there's gonna be some people.
Name one.
T.O.
You already named him.
You didn't say one. I didn't name.
Name one. Name someone else.
Andrew Luck.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah, I mean, he already has a bunch of money. Okay.
I'm really good at this game.
Name another one.
Antonio Brown.
No, he's not going to be able to do it. He's got problems. They won't let him in.
Oh, please. they'll drop that edict in a heartbeat if he says he'll play for them.
I don't think it's enough money for him.
You know who I think they should go out and get? And I'm not kidding about this. I would be immensely fascinated to see what the reaction is. What about Ray Rice? He needs money, probably. Well, I don't know that.
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't.
You just show up to watch Ray Rice?
I think people will.
Wow.
Don't you?
This is going to turn into celebrity boxing.
No.
Tonya Harding's going to be like, I'll play quarterback. She's got a name.
I mean, it might depend. It might take a year. Like, let's say they start it and the attendance is average of 8,000 to 12,000. You're like, oh, that's not good. And then you roll out T.O. Antonio Brown and people like that. All of a sudden, you spike your average attendance by 5,000. Well, bring it on then. What about Tim Tebow?
Canseco.
I'd get Tim Tebow. That's who I would get.
You want Tebow or Canseco?
No, that's, well, I would take Tebow. But the person I would definitely get is Kaepernick. Like, if I could. I heard his asking price is probably significantly higher than that. But if I could get him, I would get him. Because that will draw people for better or worse.
Man, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny. I don't think it'll happen. I don't think there's any way that would ever happen. Because of the person that charged it up the most initially and the person that's running the XFL.
That's true.
And the fact that that guy's wife is on the board for this person that charged it up initially.
Man, yeah. They're not having any protests or anything during this. That's an interesting point. Guys, I got some sad news for you. If you've been keeping track of the wildfires going crazy across California, so the Rams had to have three players leave their homes, including Todd Gurley, had to leave their homes because they were under the mandatory evacuation order. So it wasn't even like, oh, we're pro athletes, we'll go to another home. It was like, you have to leave your house because it's in danger of burning down.
Yeah, that's crazy because recently I was watching Ballers and Jared Goff said that he is typically in bed at 9 or watching Harry Potter at the house.
I could see that.
And because he doesn't get out much, so that's crazy, man. And that has nothing to do with the fires, obviously.
You just wanted everybody to know how cool you are.
I watch Ballers. I'm almost caught up.
Guys, the Falcons have punting problems. And I think this is a really, really weird story. So they signed Casey Redfern. He's their fourth punter they've had in the last few weeks. So it started with Matt Bosher. But then he got put on the injured reserve with a groin injury. And then they brought in Matt Weil, and he dealt with a quadriceps problem this week, and he was ruled out. So then they signed Sam Irwin Hill, who is from Australia. But he ran into visa problems, so now they had to go sign a fourth punter.
You gonna just go with MasterCard?
Yeah, I thought Visa was accepted everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere you want to be.
Okay. How old is that commercial? How many people listening right now? Just yes or no. 877-881-1053. Do you understand that reference?
You remember when Willie Mays Hayes slid into home plate?
Okay, I just watched that movie like a couple weeks ago, so absolutely. Guys, let's talk about Sam Darnold. As we were telling you yesterday, in case you missed it, he will wear specialized custom pads Sunday against the Cowboys. Rough time of month for him because he's injured. So that is what that means. So they will play against the Cowboys, kickoff at 3:25, pregame 12:30, right here on The Fan. Did you just get that?
Yeah, my brain's not at full capacity
today.
So
he will have specialized pads as he returns from mono with the spleen problem. So we'll see how mobile he is.
This is a very interesting question, Kevin, because I think this could change everything for the XFL. I want to go back to it real quick. From the 405, is there minimum age? Because if a college player could make $100,000 a year, they might skip college.
So,
or they might leave early after making a name for themselves in college football.
Still haven't seen their official decision on that, but they said they were not bound by the NFL rules. So this is absolutely what I would do. Let's say you're the number one prospect in all of high school football. Well, the NFL has a rule that you have to be 3 years removed from high school. Mm-hmm. Why not cut one of these stellar deals and go after that? Or, like, if you were Trevor Lawrence, why not leave Clemson last year? Like, if you had the ability, you can go make $1 million in the XFL over the next 2 years and then be eligible for the NFL draft.
Kevin, I was watching Ballers.
Oh, my God.
And in season 4, Q had this exact conundrum in front of him. He almost lost his eligibility. If you lose your eligibility, can you go there and be like, all right.
No, absolutely. By the way, there's no rule in the NFL that if you were deemed ineligible by the NCAA or anything like that, you can't go. Remember, we drafted Dez after he was ineligible.
Dude, that could be the XFL could really do some damage to the NCAA and what they are capable of.
And if people remember, this is how The old football league that Donald Trump was, President Trump now, was working with. This is how they made their inroads. Like, they went and they signed Herschel Walker after he had won the Heisman Trophy. Yeah, and so they picked up a lot of people before they would have been technically eligible for the NFL draft. And, of course,
Jim Kelly.
And it didn't end up working out for them in the long term, but for a few years, they had a bit of a foothold there.
They didn't have Steve DeBerg, though.
That's true. When are we going to have Steve DeBerg on the show? How's that looking?
I'm working on it, man.
All right.
Trying. Message.
Guys, a new study out from Boston University and their neuroscientists about CTE is horrifying. Their study reveals that NFL players, the risk of getting CTE increases 30% every year they play.
That seems like a lot. Like, you shouldn't play more than 3 years.
Yeah.
Because that gets around really close to 100.
So, and then every year it's more likely and more by like a good bit. I would have thought, I don't know, 5%.
Right.
Something like that. But it turns out it's 30%. 30% every year that you play. Freddie Kitchens, the head coach for the Cleveland Browns, had a funny line because their quarterback it was Jarvis Landry, talked about how they had to get Beckham more involved in the offense. Quote, definitely got to find a way to include him even more in the offense and be intentional with it. Freddie Kitchens' response was this, quote, we need to intentionally win a game.
Huh.
Fair counterpoint.
That is a fair counterpoint.
And finally, we go to Jalen Ramsey. Is he going to play this week? Who the hell knows? He had the heart-to-heart talk with the owner of the Jags, but then news came out today that he hasn't changed his stance and he has not necessarily committed to playing this weekend. He said he's going to, quote, listen to his body. So I would say mark him down as a no.
Man, body talk.
Exactly. We've had a lot of body talk in this segment. For the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk to our college football expert, Scott Bedgood. And if you want to send in your Texas OU predictions, glad to hear them. 877-881-1053. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Franklin & Frankel. Have you been injured in a wreck with a work truck or 18-wheeler? Well, call 214-333-3333 or visit them online at franklinfirm.com. Principal office, Dallas, Texas.
And we're back on the KNC Masterpiece, and it is college football weekend upon us. And then, you know, on Sunday, we got NFL football. So just a full football weekend. Cowboys and Jets right here on The Fan. Kickoff at 3:25. Right now, Kevin, we have Scott Bedgood, the author of Lessons from Legends, joining us. And Scott, it is great to talk to you as we prepare for the domination of UT by OU, correct?
Yeah, man. I'm super excited. It's a great weekend. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. I have to learn from Jalen Hurts. Let me match the energy. There's a football game tomorrow, and two teams are playing.
Oh, my God. Why do we have to go through these nonsense and shenanigans, and you can't just be excited? Come on, Jalen.
He's going to win the Heisman and give the most uninspiring speech we've ever heard.
Everyone's a rival, Kevin.
Okay. You don't believe that. Neither do
Not
I.
Not at all.
So what is the – let me a couple of things. Like, how do you feel the hype level for this Texas OU measures up against, like, let's say just maybe like the last 5 years? And do you feel like if Texas was also undefeated, they would have shifted this to the 230 slot?
I never know about the timing. It's always really weird to me. I think they put it at 11 for, like, safety purposes of, you know, the fan bases not hanging around drinking for too long before the game. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it would have been the 230 slot. However, I think it's probably the two best teams facing off against each other in maybe, like, 10 years. Obviously, Oklahoma's been highly ranked, you know, almost every time they've played. But Texas is a really, really good team. The loss to LSU, who knows how that's going to shake out. LSU looks really good. So, yeah, I think this might be one of the more hyped games. I'm actually pretty shocked that Oklahoma's favored by 10.5. I don't really agree with that. Plus, Texas always, you know, makes the game closer no matter what.
What do you think? Like, what would you set the point spread at?
Maybe a touchdown, maybe less than a touchdown. I think it's going to come down to, you know, like last year, a field goal or something like that. You know, we talk about these offenses, especially Oklahoma's offense a lot, and then we talk about, hey, maybe Oklahoma's defense is a little bit improved. And I think that will be the key is a defensive play of some kind. You know, whether Oklahoma's defense can actually get those turnovers they've been talking about all season, or Texas will, you know, suddenly become DBU again, like they were saying. I don't know. But I think that as much as we talk about the offenses, the defense on either side is going to make a big difference.
Yeah, and UT's defense, they have a very creative defensive coordinator, and I kind of almost feel like a blueprint of slowing Jalen Hurts was put out there by Kansas last week, and that's weird to say.
Yeah, it is a little bit weird to say, but at the same time, he still had, like, several rushing touchdowns, and yeah, he didn't throw for that many yards, but there were a couple plays in that game that, you know, if they go the other way, we're talking about a very different game last week. There was a pick six that Kansas just straight up dropped. So that was, you know, we have a totally different narrative if Jalen throws a pick six and it's 14-14, you know, going into halftime. It didn't work out because they're Kansas, but Texas is the team that's supposed to, you know, make those plays. Yeah, I don't really know. Texas has been saying a lot this week, which is interesting. Who was it on their team? They were saying that they want to make Oklahoma pass it. Their running defense is good, so they're going to force Jalen to pass. And I'm like, okay, you want that to happen? You know, let it happen. We'll see we'll see how that works out.
Now, do you frequently go to the Texas OU game? Because we were talking about this yesterday in terms of like how big of a bucket list item is this. So where do you fall on all of that?
So this is, I think, the second game that I won't be going to since 2009. And one of the reasons is because of the hype of this year. The tickets are just, they're insanely expensive. You know, I think you're looking at $400 for an average ticket or more.
Yeah, I just saw the cheapest ticket you could pick up is $375.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I couldn't swing it.
Because you got a baby on the way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And normally this game is really hot too. So making my pregnant wife, you know, sit in the sun for the whole game, it's a little, you know, probably not on the top of her bucket list anymore, but
she'd be a pregnant ex-wife. Yeah.
It is absolutely a once in a, you know, if you are not an OU or Texas fan, you should absolutely go. Just figure out a way to go some year because there's really nothing like it. You know, the 50-yard line split is a big deal. People kind of – they hype it a lot, and you might not think it's a big deal, but I remember going to the Oklahoma-Nebraska Big 12 championship game in 2011, and it split in the end zone, and it's totally different. The feel is completely different, but split on the 50, there's just something magical about, like, you know, you can hear one side of the stadium cheering or when your team is on the other side and they're just getting – you know, the Texas fans all in their ear or vice versa. It's something just very magical about it. And plus, the Cotton Bowl, even though it's really old, is a very cool stadium.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I guess the other thing about this game is how many penalties or how many problems are going to be created from horns down via fans and players?
Because that's the worst atrocity anyone could do on the field.
Is Lincoln Riley? What are the odds that Lincoln Riley does it?
I say the odds of Lincoln Riley doing it are zero. Okay. He won't do it. I think there are players on OU who will bust it out at the end if they win. But I don't think anybody will do it during the game because there's going to be too much on the line, and you can't have that penalty. You know what I mean? Like, if a penalty does come out from that, and OU, I think, is the second most penalized team in the country, they don't need extra 15 yards if they're already getting a lot of penalties in other ways. It's disappointing because it's one of the most fun things to do and one of the most fun things to see your team do. I still remember a pick six by Zach Sanchez several years ago, and he runs, like, directly to a camera and throws the horns down. Magical moment. But we're not going to see those, but it's okay. If Oklahoma wins, nobody will worry about it, and they'll do it after the game. If Texas wins, you know, they're going to be throwing the horns up the whole game. It's a little bit of a double standard, but that's fine.
Woo! Doesn't sound like you think it's fine.
It's not. It's not. It's
Why
rude.
Is that a penalty? That seems stupid.
Yeah. And also on top of that, if they do it at the end, they're going to be a bunch of crying Longhorn fans. I can't believe they did that. It's so disrespectful. It's just rude.
Hey, Sam Ellinger remembers everyone who's ever disrespected the rich tradition of the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, well, once he remembers how to be better in the clutch, then I'll take note of that.
Whoa, I didn't even say that. You said that.
I know. I know.
I can't say that because I watched him be really good in the clutch last year in this game. And so, you know, that you're allowed to say that, but I really can't say it.
I do have a question about, I guess, you know, the difference, because Kyler Murray kind of looked last year, he looked a little flustered, maybe by the magnitude of the game.
Magnitude.
And Jalen has played in some huge games. There's, like, I don't anticipate anything like that from him, right?
I agree. Yeah, I think that Kyler in the first half of that game did look rattled. You know, I mean, this is a guy that rarely has struggled in his entire life. And he struggled in that first half. And then the second half, he something clicked, and he obviously was much better. That's not going to be the case with Jalen. I mean, if he is struggling, it's because Texas is playing really well. But it probably – I would be shocked if it's because of a mental, you know, just the stage is too big. You know, I kind of joke that I don't even think he knows anything about this game. You know, I think they had to tell him. I think they had to tell him it was in Dallas. Like, he probably just thought it was in Norman or Austin or something. He just – oh, okay, I guess we're going to the fair. Like, I think he just so he says he's so focused he doesn't even, like, know the opponent. You know, I'm going to believe him, and he's not going to be rattled.
Now, outside of, like, obviously this is the game that people around here care about the most, but there's a couple other pretty big games, especially seems like that Florida-LSU game is going to have SEC and potentially national championship implications to it.
I think so. You know, I've been proven wrong by Florida throughout this season. Every time they have a big game, I'm like, oh, well, this is the game they're going to lose. And then they almost lose, and then somehow they win, and they lose their starting quarterback, and they still win. And Kentucky misses that easy field goal. You know, Auburn, I wasn't really sold on, but then, you know, Florida still wins the game. I don't know. So LSU being favored by 2 touchdowns, I think – is pretty extreme. I think this will be a close game because Florida has a really good defense. It's a very strange thing to say that LSU has a very good offense. I think if the season ended right now, Joe Burrow is the Heisman Trophy winner, and I really don't think that there's any argument against that at this point. But this is a game to kind of prove it against a really good defense. And if he puts up the same kind of numbers that he's been putting up, then I think he's far and away the Heisman front runner at the moment, and will continue to be until he has a bad game. But I think LSU wins this game at home at night. You know, I joked about, or not joked, but I mean, I think it really is a thing that OU Texas is earlier in the day, so people aren't drinking as much and kind of fighting and stuff like that. I think LSU wants that kind of environment, and they love having the night game. They love people drinking all day and fighting and making it as raucous as possible. So that'll be a really wild game, and I think LSU wins, but I've picked sort of against Florida in all these big games and been proven wrong.
Will this finally be the weekend that A&M gets knocked out of the top 25?
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, listen, if they haven't been knocked out at this point, they're if they lose
to Alabama, we won last time, sort of.
Yeah, okay. You know, I keep going back to like how much a team is favored by, but if Alabama's favored by 17 points, so if A&M loses by less than three touchdowns, basically, then I guess you got to keep them in the top 25 because they did what was expected.
Darn it. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I did see, was it Pro Football Focus? They had Kellen Mond below Tech quarterback Jet Duffy on their rankings of best quarterback, Tech, like third string quarterback Jet Duffy. So I don't know if Kellen's going to have a very good day against Alabama.
Look, I'm not here to argue the virtues of Kellen Mond. He has been quite disappointing this year. Oh, I did want to ask you, because we haven't really got the opportunity to talk about it, have you caught SMU fever?
Absolutely, I've caught SMU fever. I'm trying to get a hold of one of those Dallas uniforms, the Dallas jerseys. Those are awesome.
Yeah, those are nice.
Shane Buechele, I mean, listen, he doesn't look like the quarterback who was in charge of Texas when they lost to Kansas a few years ago. He looks, you know, he looks like a pretty solid player. Yeah, SMU is really good. They've caught a lot of people by surprise. And I thought they were going to lose last week. I stopped checking that score.
Yep.
And then I check and I'm like, wait, they won triple overtime? This team is, you can't stop them.
Do you think they can beat Memphis and work their way into a New Year's Six game?
At this point, yeah. I think that they are the, somehow, and it's a shocking thing to say, but they are the team, because UCF now has, what, two losses?
Yeah.
SMU is the team outside of the Power Five that has a chance at a New Year's Six Bowl, which I don't think anybody would have predicted at the beginning of the season.
Now, we're talking with Scott Bedgood. You can get his book, Lessons from Legends. It's actually an awesome book. I'm curious, do you still have the name of the week for us? Because you've usually been bringing us a name, but it's been a minute.
It's been a minute, so I have a couple just to kind of make up for lost time. They're all from the OU-Texas game, just to keep the theme. The OU ones are a little more obvious if you've been watching Oklahoma for the last couple of years. You've got C.D. Lamb. I know he's a well-known player, but just that's a great name.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
And in fact, we have a Christmas party at our house every year, and you bring a homemade ornament for a white elephant, and somebody made a compact disc with like cotton balls on it. That was a C.D. Lamb.
That's what I'm talking about.
That'll be hanging on our tree this year. And then Oklahoma's new kind of Hollywood Brown replacement is Charleston Rambo. Pretty
yes.
amazing name. Rambo last name is always great. On the Texas side, I've got a few. Rafiti Girmay.
What?
Rafiti. And then we got two great last names. We've got Isaiah Hookfin,
nice.
Which offensive lineman named Hookfin. Not that great. You don't want to be hooking people. And then I always love like a holiday last name. So we have DeAndre Christmas Giles.
Nice.
Okay, that's freaking amazing.
I'm not rooting for him, though.
I love Christmas as a last name because it reminds me of Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber.
And speaking of Christmas, you said that you have this party. Corey, have you been invited to this
party? I've not been invited
yet
to this party.
Yeah, I haven't been invited to this party either. What's the story?
Hey, Colby. Colby's invited. He was there last year.
No, I don't want to go because you hate Texas.
Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point.
All right. Welcome.
This is Colby's rebuttal time. I think he just called you a bad word. Well, Scott, we like you nonetheless, and just be prepared for Colby to directly message you that you're an asshat a couple more times if Texas does, in fact, win this game.
Yep,
I'll deserve it if they win it.
All right. Thank you so much, good sir. The book again, Lessons from Legends. Pick it up, why don't you?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Talk later, man.
Bye. Bye, Scott.
He's already gone.
Asshat.
Got to get... Oh, no. Did you turn on him, too?
I thought my mic was off. My bad.
That red light can be really deceptive. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053. Do you have something you need to ask for forgiveness for before you can get to church? We will attempt to absolve your sins next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece, which is gladly not the off-season or the segment in between, is brought to you by Dallas Truck World. Dallas Truck World offers you peace of mind shopping on all pre-owned vehicles with their 7-day return policy. Visit them online, DallasTruckWorld.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, you've done some terrible things this week. We've had some terrible discussions off-air.
Yeah, we have.
Should we ask for forgiveness? Hit the music, Reggie!
I mean, I say no.
You know what? I'm going to, Victor, should we ask for forgiveness? Yes or no? Give me a, yes. He says we should based on what we just talked about.
All right. Please.
Right in front of him.
Please forgive us for the shocking content that we discussed. Man, if you guys think, I'm telling you, if you think some of the stuff we talk about on air is wild, you should really hear some of the discussions that we have off air. That is truly shocking.
You shouldn't. And you shouldn't forgive
me. Oh, yes, you should. Just remember, I warned you when you email me and say you want to come watch the show. Just remember, I warned you about this. Cool? All right, then.
From the 972, Corey needs to ask forgiveness for hanging up on fans. No, I don't.
Ooh, yeah.
I told people that I was not going to hang up on everybody.
It hurts their feelings.
And I did not.
But it hurt their feelings.
Some of them.
Yeah, just like three people. But I think everybody else thought it was funny. All right.
What am I watching?
I think it's okay for me to do what I do because it's mostly a joke.
Okay.
All right.
Do we need to grant forgiveness to this person from the 214 who every time they text in, I can't read it because all of the letters are spaced out? Like, I could read it. It would just take a really long time. I'm sorry.
I've actually responded back to them and said, I can't read this because I need to be able to read it quickly. I don't know. It's just every letter has a space between it.
How do they do that?
I don't know why you would do that. I don't know how that's faster. I don't know why. That's just, but yes. That is irritating.
From the 972, forgive me. I started dating a girl from work back in July. After having sex once, I cut it off. What?
What?
I think he means the relationship. Oh,
okay.
Not as,
wow.
God, I can't imagine sex being that bad that you're like, nope, I'm done with it.
Well, because
it was just that great. You're like, can't top that.
Yeah.
Because it was bad. She's still pretty hurt by it, but I never told her that was the actual reason.
What did you tell her? Where you're like, yeah, I just don't like your personality. What would hurt her feelings more? That she was bad at doing it or your personality is weak?
Personality, probably, because doesn't that seem to be like something that, like, the sex stuff you can learn experience. Personality is not something you can just change.
Okay, let's flip it though. What if a girl told you you'd want her to say that you've got a crap personality, right?
No, tell me what I did wrong.
Yeah. Tell me what I did wrong so I can learn. I want to be better at it.
Oh my God.
I want to.
This is such a lie. This doesn't jive with what you guys really are like off air at all.
What? That I don't want to know?
No, you're not going to get back together with that girl. You're going to be like, but it was still good, right? And then you're going to walk off.
I don't want to
get better, do you, Colby?
Wait. Did I think it was good? Or did I also think it was bad?
No, you thought it was good.
I thought it was good.
So you want to make sure that she thought it was good.
Yes, and if she didn't think it was good, then all right, you're probably, okay, fine. What was wrong with it?
Yeah.
In case I run into your personality again,
I don't know
what was wrong with it.
I got confused for half a second that you wanted to know what was wrong with the personality so you could fix that aspect.
Oh, no.
The
sex.
What was wrong with my sex? I'm not changing my personality.
Yeah, but I might change the angle the way I do things.
I thought he was going to say dangle.
Yeah, the angle of your dangle, the heat of your meat.
The hell, Kevin?
We're not just sitting in the conference room right now.
Why is that
business?
Not okay?
Come on, old boy.
I feel like you were heading down a road that was going to lead us to something.
No. That was the last one. So when Reggie put up the, I think sometimes Reggie thinks we're like horses or some kind of barn type animal because he gives us the whoa sign a lot. Like he'll put his hands up like we're just going to go, oh, Reggie said we need to stop. So we'll just pull up.
It's kind of like when you're...
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
When you're teaching a kid to drive and like you're in the passenger seat, you know you don't have a brake pedal, but it makes you feel better to act like there is.
My mom did that for sure. For sure.
Please forgive me. I thought my friend was passing gas all night long. It turns out it was just her really bad smelling fridge.
Oh.
Well, then she needs to ask for forgiveness for not cleaning her fridge.
That's her fridge. What if she just likes the smell?
And there is nothing. I think the fridge, if it gets that rank smell, it's the worst.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't want to be the one to go in there and clean it. You try and wait for somebody else to clean it, right? She has nobody if it's just friend and she's living by herself.
Yeah.
So then you just put up with it. Then you do the whole put the shirt mask on, open the fridge up, and then close it again. When you've required whatever it is, you have to seal everything.
I could really feel you doing this shirt mask, even if I couldn't have seen it. I like that.
Forgive me, I told myself I wouldn't be the person who's at work all the time away from my family, but I just put in a 65-hour work week, self-employed. I feel awful, and I kiss my family. What?
What?
Miss my family.
He said kiss. It says kiss right there, Kevin.
It's fine.
I know the difference between a K and an M.
Okay.
You sure?
What an oddly declarative statement.
Yeah. I mean, you can kiss your family, too. I mean, is there anything you could do to work less?
Maybe. Self-employed, dude. Probably the business is all on him.
Gotta go get it.
Gotta
go do things. Make money. The longer you're working, the more money you're making.
Love that money. I gotta ask forgiveness to my 7-year-old daughter. Because I'm listening to KNC and they just say sex like 8 times and now she keeps asking me what it is.
That's where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
from the vat.
Forgive me. I want y'all to live stream so we can see off air and unedited content.
I just want to let you know that joke was for 4 people besides me and it was totally worth it. Man, that would have to be an unauthorized intercom live stream because there is no way in hell they would give the thumbs up to that, right?
Nope.
At least they might just leading into the first one.
And then afterwards they'd be like, what the hell were we thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are idiots.
You're done.
I mean, just the whole ladle talk. You'd have to ask me later or on the fan text.
You have to ask me ladle. I got it.
Uh-huh. About ladles. There's no way I can get into that. Watch the movie Old Boy.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Did you see that scene?
I didn't see the scene. I just watched the trailer for it and thought, what the hell is that?
Weird-ass movie.
Yes. That's what I deduced.
And then the end of it is the payoff. Colby is fascinating. If y'all get a chance to watch Old Boy, not Spike Lee's version of it, because there is a Spike Lee version, but the original version.
Why did you look at me?
I was looking at everybody in the room. I looked at Kevin. I looked at Colby. I looked at Reginald.
Don't watch Old Boy.
And then I went from Reginald to Victor. Forgive me, I went outside, jacket on.
No.
And then it got sick and stayed in
bed. What is the matter with you?
He's wearing a jacket. It was chilly outside. This is the first time we can wear jackets outside.
No. No. I know what's about to happen. He'll feel better later, though, right?
He stayed in bed and
I mean, after.
He was not wearing his coat anymore.
Yeah.
God, Colby. The hell?
This is good parenting right here about the kid. Ha ha, it's all good. I'll just buy her something and she'll forget about it. Man, that's exactly what I did. When my son was like 5, we were driving in the car and he goes, Dad, where do babies come from? And I was like, oh my God. And I wasn't ready. I like pulled the car over into a convenience store and I was like, hey, do you want to get some candy? And he was like, yes. And then he never asked the question again. Well, for like 6 more years. It was a really long, I mean, I don't know exactly. It was like a long time.
We gave our kid a book.
Oh.
Was it one from your closet underneath her shoes?
No, it was a book that her sister had suggested.
Why does it matter what her favorite things are? Because
her sister's a child therapist, you know? Thyroparius.
What?
And she was like, this is a good book. And we were like, all right. And it was, you know, illustrations and stuff of everything. And he looked at the book for a little bit, and he still got questions. So,
because he just looked at the pictures and didn't read any of it?
Yeah. I just answer it as honestly as I can at this point, you know?
Right.
The other ones don't care. Please forgive me. No, hold on. Please forgive me. I'm going to hang with my friends on my anniversary. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I don't think you'll have to worry about your anniversary next year.
No, not at all.
We don't need to forgive you, though. Unless you don't need forgiveness from us.
Unless she, where is she? What is she doing?
What does that mean?
What is she
doing?
What
if their anniversary, because they see so much of each other, their anniversary, they go spend time with friends. We spent all this time with each other this whole time. What if they have a reverse anniversary?
What if she's dead?
Oh, my God. Then why can't he hang out with his friends?
Maybe he feels guilty.
Yeah. Is her ghost saying, you should buy me something?
No, Kevin. Ghosts don't talk.
Yeah, ghosts only make pottery.
Yeah.
And sweet, sweet love. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This is probably our last show. Coming up next, we go around the NFC East.
How many times you ghosted a girl?
Oh, it's happened. More info on the best game of the weekend and which team's old quarterback absolutely sucks.
You ever used ghost hand before?
I don't know what that means. We'll discuss that probably too next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.